This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Clausen, Clausen Manor. Patient's first name is Edward, Edward. Last name is Johnson. Date of birth is 7/28/1936. Date of evaluation is 2/23/2022. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of dementia. The patient is reported to be very confused. And has had a significant decline recently. Peter's staff reports that he sleeps all day. History of sleeps all day. History of present illness. This is 85 years old. Widowed male who was admitted to Clausen Manor memory care unit on 2/21/2022. Patient is a very poor historian, and initially during my evaluation he was making some moaning sounds and not able to provide coherent history of circumstances leading to his placement here. Later on, when staff got him up and he was sitting in the breakfast area, he responded briefly. He could not tell me how old is he. He knew he has two children. He could not tell me today's day, date, month, season. He needs complete assistance for ADL care. Period. He was admitted here on Depakote, 250 milligram BID and melatonin 10 milligram HS. I also reviewed his current list of medications and discussed his condition with his son Michael Johnson, who is an anesthesiologist in Florida but currently visiting him. Patient's son reported that he was initially admitted to hospital for bilateral lower extremity cellulitis and subsequently transferred to Shelby Nursing Home. Period. According to patient's son, up until September, October of last year, he was playing chess with grandchildren. And was reasonably functional with the help of a caregiver. Period. Son acknowledged that when patient was at Shelby Nursing Home, he has some hallucinations, yelling, screaming, combative behaviors. There are no such behaviors reported here. According to patient's son, his caregiver brought him alcohol, and patient does have a history of alcohol abuse. Period. Son reports that patient was diagnosed with the Wernicke's encephalopathy. Period. Patient apparently had some cognitive decline, but which got worse in the last few months. Period. He was given IV thiamine and IM thiamine, which helped to improve is alertness and decreased confusion. He was started on DAPA court for behavioral issues and probably prescribed Seroquel PRN. No known prior history mental illness is available. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, blurred vision, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, occasional complaint of back pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergy, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, denied by his son, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, not known, but he does have a history of alcohol abuse, past history of psychiatric hospitalization, denied by his patient's son, past history of suicide attempts, denied. Next paragraph, under social history, current relationship, widowed, number of children, a son and a daughter. Son lives in Florida. Patient has four grandchildren. Next, patient's wife died in 2017. Next paragraph, under history is habit, medical history, per chart, bilateral lower extremity cellulitis, encephalopathy, hypertension, diabetes, type 2, atrial fibrillation, osteoarthritis. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, melatonin, 10 milligram HS, Depakote, 250 milligram BID. Next paragraph, blood pressure 93 over 61, pulse 78, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative but resistant to care. Motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in chair, speech, slowed and trouble finding words, mood, mildly dysphoric, affective constricted, thought process confused, associations concrete, thought content. No suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory impaired for recent events, attention, concentration poor, final knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, sleep, history of trouble sleeping, but lately reported to sleep all day, appetite poor. Next paragraph from unspecified dementia with the behavioral disturbance F03.91. Plans, I would recommend holding off, I would recommend discontinuation of Depakote to decrease risk of any psychotropic medications, particularly worsening of confusion, period. Number two, Wernicke's encephalopathy, E51.2, plans continue thiamine as prescribed. Number two, insomnia, unspecified G47.00, plans decrease melatonin from 10 milligram HS to 6 milligram HS in an attempt to minimize use of psychotropic medications. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician. Your patient is on multiple blood pressure medications, and his blood pressure is reported to be low by staff, and had a fall recently. Period. Attending physician to explore any underlying medical causes of worsening of patient's confusion. Period. Will follow up with you. Period. Long-term prognosis for improvement seems guarded. Procedure code. Procedure code 9932. Next paragraph. This is the end of dictation.